Some of you may know me, some of you may not, but in June, I started a journey with cancer. It was a surprise to me, and I wanted to share this with you because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the end of June after like a long, lengthy process of testing. It started just as a normal routine mammogram. I felt an urgency to get all my doctor appointments. I believe God whispered that in my mind to go to the doctor, and my husband kept insisting me to go, and I never would because I never would put myself on the list. So as a mom or a parent, you know that your kids come first, and so I never did it. It was like 3 years, and I never went in. So I went in, and the mammogram showed something, and so they wanted me to go down to Green Bay for another mammogram. So I went down thinking, it's going to be fine. So I got down there, and they found a large ductal, well, not large, but it was large for me, a 2 to 3 centimeter tumor that they thought may have been involved with my chest wall, and they weren't sure that it hadn't spread. So for those of you who are new to cancer like I was, I didn't know how they stage the cancer, but it's based on the size of the tumor. So that would have put me in stage 2 or stage 3. And I found out for sure, I had a tissue sample, and I found out for sure it was cancer like 2 or 3 days before my son Jacob's graduation party. He had graduated from high school, and my sister Jennifer, my twin sister, was coming up to help me with a party, and she met my husband and I at the surgeon's, and that's where my downward spiral began. Like, when you hear the words that you have cancer and that it may have spread, your world just starts crashing and you see your dreams die in front of you. Like, I was thinking, I'm not going to get to see my kids grow up and be the people that God has called them to be. And that was the hardest part. But I knew that there was nothing I could do, and if I had to walk this journey, I knew God would be with me. So on the way home, it was really a hard drive coming home after that. And in my mind, I believe God whispered, prayer will be your first line of defense. So I called Lisa, and I'm like, Lisa, could you put me on the prayer chain? We just found out that I have cancer. And I was not in a good spot. I was not full of faith or anything. I wasn't happy. I thought I was going to die. I thought, this is it. I'm not going to get to see my future. But God would walk me through those steps. But people started praying, and you all started praying, and I want to thank you for that, because that is what prayed me through. And so throughout this whole thing, she suggested that I go to the healing ministries, and that was what brought me to the healing ministries, was my diagnosis. So now I'm careful to say I have cancer because I don't have cancer. I was diagnosed with cancer. So if you have something, you don't own it. It's not in me, and I'm not taking ownership for that. It's just something the doctor said I have to deal with. So don't own a problem, because it's fixable. The Lord can fix those problems. So throughout this whole time, God would give me word pictures and dreams. And so at that very start, I was, if you can imagine, like, you're holding an egg and you separate it. I was the yolk, and all of my life had slipped through the fingers of the Lord. And all I was this big yolk in God's hand. And I can still see that. So he was holding me. And if you know anything about separating eggs, I almost always do it wrong, and the yolk always breaks, and then you're done. You have to start over. So I'm thinking, this is a very fragile time for me. And if God moves his hand, my yolk's busted and I'm in big trouble. But he never moved his hand. And so he's been holding me up throughout this whole thing. When I came that Thursday to prayer, because I got diagnosed and then I went to the prayer healing ministries, It was really good, because they started praying, and they started to move things in the spiritual realm that I could not move on my own. My fear was turned into peace. My sadness was turned into joy, and my despair turned into faith. So that was what the healing ministries did for me. And they can do that for you as well. Another thing, when they would pray for me, again, I would get pictures. I had this one picture of a shield, which is a shield of faith, that came cracking down right in front of me, and it cracked the cement. And you could hear, if you've ever heard metal hit cement, it's like a jarring noise. And so it was bam, and that was me drawing a line that God would protect me. There's nothing I can do, but he could do something. And so I would hide behind his shield. And that night, I would have dreams about worms. I know this sounds really weird, but these worms were these huge, big snake things. And they'd come up with these fangs, and they'd try to swallow me. And I said, nope, you can't cross my shield by this line. You cannot cross that line, because the Lord is going to heal me. So I really had to pray. And when you were all praying, that helped me to keep my faith and keep my peace. After the diagnosis, we ended up going camping just to kind of circle the wagons a little with our family. And every time we would do something, I'm like, man, that's probably the last time I'll get to go camping. Or, man, it's so fun to see my kids roasting marshmallows. You know, I'm like in my mind thinking, oh, this is the last one of these, and just trying to enjoy the moment. But then we went on this parasailing thing. And this is another word picture. We went up 500 feet, and I went up all by myself in this harness. And if you've ever been parasailing, the wind kind of takes you up, and you're harnessed, and you just kind of float up there. And while I was in my parasail ride, the Lord spoke to me and said, I am your harness. You rest in me, and the people of the church will raise you like the wind with their prayers. And so everything that was happening down below on the boat, I was like at the tree line. I could see him working down there, and he said, that's like your doctor team. They're going to work things out down there, but you're going to be up here, and you're not going to feel the bumps. You're not responsible for making those decisions. When you get to the situation, I will take care of it. And then when it's time, I'll reel you back in, and then you'll be good to go. And so that was the analogy that I held on to through my whole journey with cancer. And it's still true. I'm not done with my journey with cancer, but, well, I am done with the cancer. Let's just rephrase that. But I'm still on my journey to complete healing. So once we started, every Thursday I would come to the healing ministries, and we would pray for every doctor visit. So one of the doctor's visits, I had to have an MRI because they thought of the chest wall involvement. So they prayed for that example, and turns out that when they were praying, one of the prayer warriors saw that I had an arrow in my heart, and that I was, it was a spirit, not a spirit, but it was an arrow of rejection. And so that inner healing was a surprise to me. I just showed up to like help out with the cancer part. But when you go to healing ministries, it touches your spirit, because we have all have things in our lives that we need healing from, that we need to repent of. And so that was really exciting for me, because I was every visit we would go to, I would think, okay, next time I go, I'm going to see that I'm healed. So I'm ready to go. They're going to do the ultrasound, and all the cancer is going to be gone. But I got there, the cancer was still there. And I'm like, man, because, you know, I know God was going to heal me. This would be a good time. So, nope. So, but I did get healed of depression, and so now I have the joy of the Lord. So I'm thankful for that. Then my mom actually died of cancer, and all of her brothers except for two died of cancer. So they thought, you know, it's probably genetic. It's probably nothing you can do. So not only are they saying, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life, but my family. And then I'm like, nope. So we went to the healing ministries. We prayed over that. And we prayed that our genetics would be changed. And they were. When my testing came back for the genetic testing, we did not have anything that was related to the breast cancer genes. So they were kind of surprised, because every single cancer that my family had is consistent with the breast gene cancer. So they're like, that's really weird. I really don't know why that didn't come back positive. But I'm like, I know why. So then it was time for the surgery. This was a hard place to get to, because, again, I was like, every time I'd go in for an appointment, I'm like, okay, we're going to find out today I'm healed. I know we're going to be healed today. And every time I'm like, nope, I'm not healed yet. So I would get get really, I actually was despairing. I wasn't mad at God for the cancer because I knew whatever was going to happen, he would be glorified. But I really was sad. I'm like, why aren't you healing me? I don't understand. So we went to the surgery, and I knew that just because I didn't see my healing, it didn't mean I wasn't healed. So I decided to have a bilateral mastectomy because of I didn't want to do this twice. I thought I could maybe do it once, but I'm not doing it again. So we did the bilateral, and I just, before the surgery, I came to a point where I was thanking God. I was thanking God for all the inner healing. I was thanking God for my health up to that point. I was even thanking God I was, you know, able to nurse my kids, and our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just gave my whole body over to the Lord. And you know, I think when you come at it from a point of thanksgiving, it's not about what I'm losing. It's about what he's going to do next. And so that's where I came to. And my sister, Jennifer, she's a physician's assistant. So she was able to come up for the surgery, which was a miracle. They just happened not to schedule her for work that week. And Pastor Tim came down. It was in Green Bay and prayed with Joel and I. And the best part about the day for me was it was a cloudy day. And in the Old Testament, when the Lord would come down on the mountain, he would bring his cloud down. And I believe the Lord did that so he would know that he was there with me. And so I got the only room that had a window, and I don't think that was an accident because I could see the cloud right outside my window, and I knew that that was the Lord, and he was with me. So one of the surprises is they decided to put a port in me because they thought, you know, she's got stage 2, maybe 3 cancer, and we're just going to go ahead and put that in. And my doctor surprised me with that. I'm like, I don't really think I'm going to need it. You know, he's like, well, maybe we should just put it in. That way you don't have to have another surgery. I'm like, okay, but how are we going to get this out? Because I really don't think I'm going to need this. So he put the port in, and it was awful and uncomfortable. But you know what? I'm like, okay, this is just a little while because I know the Lord's going to heal me. So after the surgery, they said that the tumor was a lot smaller. So every time we would pray, I believe the Lord was shrinking the tumor. It actually, instead of a 2 to 3 centimeter tumor, it went into 2 tumors. So I had one aggressive and one non-aggressive cancer, and it wasn't involved with a muscle wall. It had not spread, and when they did the lymph node sampling, the lymph nodes were really, really super tiny, and so they were really, really surprised when they got in there, which was kind of cool, because I'm like, I knew my healing was coming. So post-surgery was a little bit bumpy, and this is probably the coolest time, I think. I was allergic to the pain meds, so I would get like really, really bad migraines, and it felt like my ears had a heartbeat. I couldn't handle the pain meds, so they tried another one, and that one, I lost my ability to speak and to walk, and it was really kind of scary. We were going to call the ambulance, and I had one of my kids text Lisa, put me on the prayer chain, something's not right. So on the way, we were going to my follow-up appointment, then I, for some reason, all of a sudden, just vomited everywhere, and then I was better, and so prayer really works. And then when I came back, because I went for my post-surgery prayer meeting on Thursdays, and we prayed, and there was nothing they could do but give me ibuprofen and Tylenol. But when I went to the healing ministries, I was able to pray and ask God's Holy Spirit to touch wherever my pain was, and then it would stop. And if it came back, I would pray again, Lord, please stop this pain, and it would be gone just like that. So that was another miracle, because it was pretty bad. I wasn't sleeping. I was shaking. I was crying. It was a mess. But the Lord had a plan, and in that time, he was holding me, and he was carrying me, and he was sending his peace. And so I am so thankful for that. The tumor came back, and they tested it, and they were able to find out that it would not be responsive to chemotherapy. I would have a 1% chance increase in life. Like, if I had chemo, and I'm like, sweet, I'm not having chemo. It's not worth it for 1%. So I didn't have to have chemo. I didn't have to have radiation. And the size of the tumors were much smaller than they had originally thought. So I didn't have to have anything. They just put me on medication that has some side effects, but I'm also trusting God for those side effects, and he's moving in there. But the healing ministries, I just want to bring to you, because anything that is stopping you from living, whether it's a physical or a spiritual need, like for my cancer, that if I would have done nothing, that would have brought death. And the same thing is with our sin. If we have sin in our life, and sometimes we don't even know that, that's still going to bring death, and it's going to immobilize you. So if you have something you're struggling with that you can't fix, you've tried for years, you can't fix it, then you need to go and see the people for the healing ministry, because Jesus doesn't want us to live not in victory. He wants us to be victorious. He wants us to come to the arena for a fight. And so when you come to the healing ministries, you're entering the arena for a fight. And that's your fighting in the spiritual realm. Every time I would go, I'd be really, really nervous, because I'm like, oh, great, what if something embarrassing comes up? I'm like, you know, nothing more embarrassing than having cancer when you're in every room and everyone sees you and it's like humiliating. I'm like, you know what? Nothing could be more embarrassing than that. So I decided in the spiritual realm, the Lord sees me, just like my doctors and everybody else in the medical field probably saw me. But the Lord sees what I need to deal with. And if they wouldn't have addressed that, then I wouldn't have been healed, inner healed as well. So humiliation is at the doctor, not if you're in the medical field, not saying anything bad, but humbling is in the prayer room when you bow your heart and say, you know what, Lord, I don't want to displease you. I want to bring you glory, and I want to be used for you. So that was what came out of the prayer room. And then just kind of closing, on my way to work every morning, we live in the township, and we drive from Menominee to the school, and we always pass where Schlegel's is, and you can see where that beach is out in front. You guys know the view I'm talking about. Every morning, that's our thing, we always say good morning to Door County on our way to work. I don't know why we do that. We just do that. But sometimes when you look across the bay, it's like cloudy and stormy and just a wall of gray. And sometimes you can't see Door County. And so that's kind of like I would liken how the Lord is. Sometimes you can't see where the Lord is, but every time we drive by, I drive by it every day. I know Door County's still there, and I know that the Lord is still there. Whether I see him or feel him or I don't, he's still there. So God is always there no matter what the weather you're facing. And sometimes, like if I wanted to go to Door County, it would be like a 2-hour drive. You got to go down and around. But if I wanted to do the quick route, I could take a boat. A lot of you have boats. You can take a boat for dinner to Door County. The healing ministries to me was a boat. There's no way if I was standing at Schlegel's, I could get to Door County on my own. I can pray, and the Lord would have heard my prayer, but I needed some people to support me and pray me through, and they were the boat that brought me to the health where I am today. And so I'm so thankful for everyone who did pray. And if you're in a situation where you can't move the needle, you can't get to where you need to go, then you can ask for help, and the Lord wants you to ask for help. He wants to meet the need that you do have. So I would just encourage you to seek that out. And the other thing is, don't let your pride and your nerves get in the way, because when the Lord does something good, that's there to stop you from getting the blessing. So if you just walk past that, you can't be controlled by your fear. You can't be controlled by how you think people are going to look. If I look weird, that's fine. I'd rather look weird for the Lord than look normal for everybody else. So I would just say my health is pretty good right now. I am going into my oncologist tomorrow, and I went for my prayer appointment last week because I see that as part of my medical team. They pray me through, and so I'm expecting good results when I go on Monday. And then I'll have my second surgery on the 15th of November, and then I'll be recovering for a few weeks again. And then hopefully my journey will be to the end. That's what I'm hoping. I won't have to deal with this anymore. So I just wanted to thank all of you again for praying and for all the meals. And I know I never got to really talk to all of you. It was kind of an emotional time for myself and my husband, but we did get through it. And I think I'm thankful. I know I'm thankful for the journey. I wouldn't trade what I've been through. I think it's deepened my relationship with the Lord. And so I've actually learned to be thankful in all things. And I think that's the secret. You have to know that the Lord is with you no matter what you're facing.